The last federal election saw now former LNP opposition leader Peter Dutton lose the seat of Dixon against Labor's Ali France. In 2011, Miss France was seriously injured and lost her leg, which saw her family navigate through the NDIS. She has since become an advocate towards the scheme. Powered Media's reporter Emma Myers spoke with Ali France about how important the NDIS is, her journey as an Australian with a disability, and how she got involved in politics.
I was very naive to the obstacles that people with a disability are faced with every day out in the community until I myself had those obstacles. I lost my leg in 2011. I was a pedestrian and a car ran into me and my son. I spent the first 2.5 years in my chair, and I still spend a lot of time in my chair, but also as an above knee amputee, I also walk around a little bit. But my pathway into politics was after I lost my leg. I was just really frustrated with so much of the world outside me, and I thought the only way to make change is to be involved in policy and policy development. And that's how I made my way. I joined the Labor Party and started getting involved.
What challenges did you initially face after your accident?
Firstly, it was recovering from the trauma. It took at least 6 months just for my leg to heal. And I was having nursing at home during that period. I had terrible chronic PTSD and very bad anxiety. I really struggled to get out of the house for 2 or 3 years. I wasn't able to use a traditional socket because I had a crush injury. So that was really devastating. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't use the traditional socket. So then I ended up having this groundbreaking surgery for osseointegration, which has given me the opportunity to walk and stand a bit more. But the other obstacles were just getting around to the community, like getting a disabled parking space at the shops, or so that I can go to the post office or I can go to the chemist. I found that a lot of places that I used to go had stairs. It was just incredibly difficult navigating the world outside me. It still is.
And have you found that there are some barriers that are, shall we say, specific to women with a disability?
Yes, I definitely think that there are specific issues for women, particularly in getting back into the workforce. I think that the usual bias that happens for women and men, and getting pay parity and getting jobs, you just add to that disability. And as a disabled woman, we know from the statistics, you're less likely than a disabled man to get a job, and that means you're less likely to prosper. It's all compounded, and I think that there are definitely specific issues for women who have experienced domestic violence. It's very difficult as a woman with a disability whose carer is the one perpetrating the violence.
You talk a lot about the cost of childcare. How did the cost of childcare affect your family?
I wasn't a single mother when my kids were going through childcare, but back then, almost 20 years ago, I had to stop work. We lost money as a family, about $300 a week if I stayed at work and sent my kids to childcare. So yeah, it was a really big issue. It's a huge barrier for women trying to get back to work. But also, I'm pleased that for disabled women, we've scrapped the activity test for our childcare reforms, which means that you don't have to prove that you're working for your kids to be able to access free childcare. I think that many children of single mothers with a disability should be able to have the same opportunities to go to childcare as families that don't have a disability and who are working. So that was an important change that the Albanese Labor government introduced.
You talk about parents with a disability. What kind of feedback have you heard from parents with a disability?
Yeah, well, I've had mums who haven't been able to get a job, whose kids were not able to access the childcare opportunities that other kids were able to access at the age of 3 or 4. And I think scrapping the activity test was a huge difference for that, because all kids should have the opportunity to learn and get the best start in life. I think the NDIS is key to women with significant disability being able to enjoy their motherhood and be able to care for their kids, and they should be able to do that just as much as women without a disability. Everything that you're doing as a parent, cooking, cleaning, bathing, getting them to their sporting activities, getting them to school and back, all of that just becomes a bit harder if you're a woman with a disability. And that's why the NDIS is so important, to provide support so you can be the mum that you want to be.
Member for Dixon, Ali France, speaking with Powered Media's Emma Myers. And for the full interview, you can go to their website on powerd.media.